Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back to the show again. Ross Tucker, top of the hour. Getting back into some Patriots. No word yet, really. No updates, right? On, like, the Brian Hoyer situation. Where last week we were just like, what's going on with Mac?
How about the Mac Jones situation? Yeah. We haven't gotten any updates in either. It's like, yeah.
That's true.
So we're all just supposed to sit here on our hands and be like, okay.
Yeah.
Both the starter and the backup quarterback, nobody knows. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
If Mac Jones was going to go to the injured reserve, don't you think that move would have happened already?
Well, it's an interesting point.
So it feels like it might be total speculation less than 4 weeks that he could be out.
Or if he's being told that it's, you know, longer because he just wanted surgery and they're saying, no, you can have you back. I'm not putting it in the IR because you should be having surgery. You know what I mean? But they didn't put him on, so obviously they felt like he could be back in
it is,
sooner.
It is funny. So last week, I feel like, you know, every person was, like, obsessed with, like, Mac and where he was. Yeah. And, you know, scoops by this person, scoops by this person. It looks like he may play. Don't rule him out. Like, it's just everybody's on the Zappy train, right? Yeah. Everybody's on the Zappy train now. Like, you've seen enough. Like, moral victory Zappy. Moral victory.
No. I think
what a great interview he was.
Everybody aside from Wiggy wants Mac Jones back. But I think that there is no information. There's no lease. There's nothing coming out from Rap Sheet. There's nothing coming out from Giardi about Mac Jones. So we're all just sitting here going, okay, I guess he's probably not going to play again this week.
I think they just gave up. I feel like they gave up. Like, that is weird, though. You should still be forcing the issue on whether or not he's playing or not. Like, is he playing better? Is he running? Is he twice as close as this week as it was last week?
Last Friday, we sat here, and it was like, Karen had the report that the ankle wasn't as severe as once reported. He was out on the field. Granted, he was standing still and not moving and throwing a football, but it turned into, no, don't rule him out. He's telling players, that don't rule me out of this week. I mean, it was like this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday momentum. We just kept sitting there saying, it ain't happening. This is just gamemanship, you know, but it's not happening. But they were going down this road. So now here we are on Tuesday, and it's like, okay, can we get back to where we were on Thursday? To where, like, don't
obsessed
rule him out against
it.
Detroit. Yeah, obsessed with it. Everybody following him around, asking questions.
It's gonna start up again tomorrow because then it'll be who's out at practice. Is Hoyer there? What's Hoyer's situation? Is Mac there? Is Mac doing the weird scarecrow behind the net thing?
Is he doing the interview?
Yeah. These are all the questions that are going to be raised again. Right now, it's the quiet portion of the week because there's no practice. So it's just assistants talking. And I'm not sure they're even asking about Mac right now because they know they're not going to give them anything.
Who is doing the interview on Wednesday? It's got to be Zappy, right? It's not Hoyer.
I would think. Or do you do the same? You play the same game you played last week. Last week, don't you think on Wednesday they knew that he wasn't going to play, or on Monday, even with us, they knew he wasn't going to play. They did a Zoom because they didn't want to wheel him in a wheelchair or crutches. They didn't want anyone to see it.
That was Monday, and they had an obligation to the league. Because,
what about Wednesday?
And then Wednesday, Hoyer came out and did it.
That's right, Hoyer did. So there you go, yeah. Gotta be Zappy. Yeah,
probably Zap.
I'm fine with Zappy. Get to know him a little bit more. Maybe dig deeper, see what's really making him tick.
Get to know him, man.
Get him going.
How about this one? Bill Simmons was on his podcast talking about Bailey Zappy and apparently the love that one Robert Kraft has for him.
One thing I heard is, you know, I have some Pat's birdies. Kraft loves Zappy.
Oh.
And Kraft thought he should have started this week over Hoyer. He's like all in on Zappy.
Not surprised. Are you surprised?
No.
It's like you drafted him. He's young. The other guy's old. It's like, all right, I want a youth movement.
He probably loves Zappy because he reminds him of Mac. We know that Kraft loves Mac. So he's probably like, oh, here's kind of like Mac. Play the guy who's kind of like Mac.
Do you think there's any like first-year players that Robert Kraft doesn't love from the New England Patriots? Like last year, I'm sure he loved everyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the new draft picks, right? You bring it in, and it's like it's quarterbacks. He loves all of them.
You're like, named after a great prophet.
Like, I would say, like, for him not to love somebody, it's got to be there for like 3 or 4 years. He probably doesn't love Jonnu Smith right now. You know what I mean? Because he hasn't done anything.
What about Hunter Henry? Does he like Hunter Henry?
He liked him last year. He liked him more last year than he does this year, right? So I think He just his first year player. Of course, I think he likes him, but do you really believe that? I don't know. Like Bill Simmons says, he should have started him over Hoyer last week. Like, I don't agree with that. Not going into that game. I don't agree. Even though I want to see Zappe moving forward, but I don't agree with that.
But I do feel like it's already flipped. I feel like it's like, you know, Hoyer's never going to be a backup quarterback anymore. He'll be a third string quarterback. I feel like that's already happened.
You believe that?
Really?
No, I said it feels like that's what's already happened.
Okay, you feel that way.
And I guess I'll tell you what, if he starts, yes, Hoyer will never be a backup quarterback for the Patriots again.
But you want to see what he looks like? Like talk about
Zappe. I think Zappe's going to start.
See, I would
Zappe's
say
going to play and start this week.
As a fan, I want to see Zappe. I don't want to see Brian Hoyer. I never wanted to see Brian Hoyer in preseason. I don't want to see him in a regular season. It'd be different if this team was like 4-0 and I would sit there and say, okay, who gives you the best chance to kind of survive the next 2 weeks? Because you are a Super Bowl contender if you can just survive. That'd be different. Then I'd say probably Brian Hoyer gives you a better chance. But I don't really think this team is that team. So I want to see Bailey Zappe play. But if everybody's back, if Mac is back and Hoyer is back, I don't think Zappy's your backup. I think Bill would have Hoyer as his backup all day long. But you'd feel a little bit better because the kid at least got into a game if you needed it.
I just don't see. I mean, having Hoyer is a nice little luxury. It's in the beginning
this
stages.
This last year.
In the beginning stages, you're not going to force Zappe. You just want him to learn. You want him to just kind of figure it out with the scout team. You'll give him reps every now and then just to make sure he's, you know, keeping his head in his book and he's being honest, not being lazy. But you really, the faster you can move Zappe number two, the better you are.
Well, I'll ask you this. The way that Simmons phrased that, he says he has little birdies down in Foxborough. Are we supposed to read into that comment as this is another case of a disconnect between Kraft and Belichick? That Kraft is saying, like, hey, we're drafting these players. I like these players. I want these players on the field, these young guys. And Belichick being like, well, I'm the coach. This is how I've always run it. So I'm having Hoyer in there because he's going to give me the best chance to win.
If you let the owner determine who starts and who, like, what do you think it would look like?
It would look like a Dan Snyder team.
Dallas.
You know what? Actually, it would look just like a Dan Snyder team. Who is he best friends with? Who does he like to kick back and smoke cigars with during practice? Like, that actually happened. Like,
so Kendrick Bourne would finally play?
Kendrick Bourne would be like, what position do you want to play?
Wait, you had teammates that were off smoking cigars when they should have been running drills?
I think if you're the owner, and especially...
Okay. With his helicopter.
Yeah. Was that Clint Portis?
Well, think about, like, Kraft. It's not a really surprise because... When they spent all that money, remember that a couple years ago when they spent that money, he said, we usually laugh at teams that do this?
Yeah.
And they know how important it is, drafting and developing and everything else. So he's looking at it saying, okay, number one, if I pay you, I want you to play, Kendrick Bourne, and I want to start getting something out of you. Number two, we're going to rebuild this thing through the draft. So I'd rather see Bailey Zappe in there than Brian Hoyer. You know what I mean? Like, I would rather see Jones, both Joneses. I like Strange. Like, I want to see Tyquan Thornton. You know, bench... That's a nice drop. Cole Strange, dude, seriously with the name. But, you know, when Thornton comes back, don't you think the owner will sit there and say, yeah, play him over Devontae Parker or even Aguilar, who I paid? Like, I want the drafts. That's how he knows. He knows how to build that thing.
There's a great text here to 37937. Kraft loves Zappe endings.
Well, that is true. We know that, as a matter of fact. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, Ross Tucker.
Ross Tucker, well, in a way, there is.
NFL Odyssey Insider. He will join us next.